Last week, a state-appointed review team assessed that Detroit is sinking into fiscal disarray. Since then, Governor Snyder has been mulling over whether to appoint an emergency financial manager to the city. Today, he is expected to announce that he will make an appointment. With me in studio to discuss the future of Detroit's finances is Eric Scorsone, an MSU economist who specializes in municipal finance. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. So first, let's recap a little bit. So last week, the Financial Review Team releases this report. What is in this report that makes Snyder start taking these steps? What does this report say about Detroit's financial situation?
This is the second Review Team report. There was one last year that led to a consent agreement that's been in place for about a year now. This report basically said that as of this last year, there really is still no plan to fix the city's financial crisis and that the city's long-term liabilities are over $14 billion. And under those conditions, the review team believes there is a financial emergency. And if the governor agrees with that, which it appears he is going to, then the next step would be the appointment of the emergency financial manager.
So aside from the obvious fact that Detroit is in a fiscal kind of fiasco at this point, why right now? It seems almost a little rushed because financial situation, it didn't just happen overnight. Detroit, like you said, it's been like this for over a year since the last time they reached some sort of consensus. So why are they pushing through this appointment right now kind of quickly?
Well, I think there was a growing consensus that there was a continuing cash crisis and that the city was simply unable to move forward. And so at some point, you can wait till they run out of money, but I think the feeling was that they had to move quicker and that certain conditions were just appearing that this was really going to become a major problem, whether it's cash flow or again, that, the long-term liabilities, just, really more forcefully recognizing that in this report as opposed to the last one.
Now, in March, I know that a new law regarding the emergency financial managers will go through. What's the difference between how it currently stands and how the law that's going through in March works?
Right. So in November, the voters turned down Public Act 4, which was our emergency manager law. And then at that point, we went back to an old law, Public Act 72, which was from 1990. And that's the law we're operating now. The new law goes into effect March 28th, so we have a lot of complications. So this process is occurring under the old law, the Emergency Financial Manager Law. And if the person is put in place before March 28th, then they would be grandfathered in, as we call it, as an emergency manager starting March 28th under this new law known as PA 436. And they would actually have expanded powers from what they would have as of today.
So what are those powers that they would have?
Well, today the emergency financial managers do not have, for example, the power to terminate or reject or change union contracts. And that's probably one of the main differences right now. And that's a very important power because a lot of these cities' financial problems are around employee compensation and retiree payments. So that's what emergency managers had under Public Act 4, which was rejected by voters. That will be back in place as of March 28th. And so that's probably the biggest difference between them. There are some other smaller ones, but that's going to be the big change coming.
So in light of the findings of this report, it's kind of my impression that the governor has two options here. So consent agreements are off the table, basically, at this point. Didn't work in April. Mm-hmm. Probably not going to work this time around. So they can either appoint an emergency financial manager or appoint a manager who then recommends that the city go into bankruptcy. Is that kind of your impression, too, of what's going on, of what the two options are?
Right. An emergency manager can recommend a bankruptcy filing. The governor does have the power to veto that, but I think depending on who they appoint, that will tell us something about whether they do think bankruptcy is at least a possibility. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion at this time, but I think people are looking at that because it may be that even the emergency manager with their expanded powers cannot ultimately fix the city's problems. And so that's going to be the question, I think, going forward over, say, the next 6 months, probably.
So take us through what this emergency manager is going to have to deal with. What's the scenario? What are some of the challenges they're going to face as they come into their position in Detroit?
Well, the challenge is they're going to have face massive crisis, very little money, and really a very broken system of government. And that's not something you can easily fix overnight. So they're going to have to look at all the consulting reports that have been done. What kind of team do they need to put together? And how do they get a handle in the first couple of months over, most particularly, paying the bills, cash flow? And so that'll be their first challenge, getting the right people, addressing the restructuring. There's already a number of consultants working right now, you know, companies like Ernst & Young. And so seeing what are they doing, what are their plans and recommendations. And then the question is, okay, if we solve that short-term problem, get through the fiscal year through June 30th, what about these, you know, $14 billion in long-term liabilities? How do we address that? You know, that doesn't have to be done in 3 months, but they're going to have a plan. And does that include bankruptcy? Because bankruptcy is very complex and will require a lot of discussions and discussions with all kinds of creditors. Or are there other options? You know, and do we try those options first? And so they're... It's a very big job. It's going to require a lot of digging in on a lot of long hours because it's such a large government and such a lot of complex issues that have been building for many years.
It seems like another potential issue could be lawsuits. I know when Flint had an emergency financial manager initially being dragged in and out of court for things, it looks like people on the Detroit City Council are already looking for legal action or to take legal action. Do you think that these lawsuits could potentially, you know, prohibit anything from really getting done because there's so much challenge to the position in the first place?
Right. That's going to be the biggest risk. All emergency managers, whether it was Pontiac, Flint, Benton Harbor, most of them have been sued many times over actions they've taken. Sometimes they've won, sometimes they've lost. So, and Detroit, given the size, the complexity, the type of city council they have, there's going to be legal challenges almost definitely from unions, from other organizations. And so the emergency manager is going to face a lot of legal challenges, a lot of legal bills, going to need large legal staff, either in-house or outsourced. And that could slow up any fixes the city may need. And that's, again, why, you know, you look at bankruptcy, you look at other options to see, you know, legally what's going to hold up. If we do terminate a union contract, you know, do we get sued and then does that get overturned? You know, those are all risks that the emergency manager is going to have to factor into what they're doing.
And that recently happened in Flint, correct, where they tried to terminate some contracts and went to court, overturned.
Right. So, and they'll appeal that decision. But again, and Flint has many similar problems, you know, large legacy costs around retirement payments. And so that's a indicator that this is going to be potentially a very challenging environment that the EM is going to be operating in.
Now, you already touched a little bit on the difficulties of if the option is to go into bankruptcy. But what if that's a decision? What if that's what they decide to do? What does that look like? Are there any other precedents that we can kind of look to for other cities that have been in similar situations?
Well, it's pretty rare municipal bankruptcy, but there have been a number in the last few years. Stockton, California, San Bernardino, California, Vallejo, California, Central Falls, Rhode Island, and Jefferson County, Alabama are some of the best known. In some of those places, they had similar problems to Detroit, even though most of them were small, much smaller than Detroit. And in some cases, they did get significant reductions in their pensions or retirement health care costs, which allowed the city to remain solvent. And so there's some precedence that maybe this is a pathway. It is very expensive, millions of dollars in legal fees. It may take several years. And in that time period, the city's still going to have to operate. The court isn't going to give the city money. So the city will still have to function somehow. It'll have to find the money to pay the bills. Also, there's a lot of misunderstanding about bankruptcy. The federal judge isn't going to order the sale of the Detroit Institute of Arts or the bus system. That's all going to be up to the city to make a plan to say, here's our plan, judge, to fix our problems. And then the judge looks at the creditors and who's owed money and decides, is this a fair plan? And there's a lot of, you know, legal wrangling, but basically that's the process. It could be very expensive. It could be very costly. And it could have an impact on the state of Michigan as well. But the question then is, what are the benefits? And there may be substantial benefits to a bankruptcy, potentially.
Well, it sounds like either way Detroit goes, it's going to be a challenge ahead. Thank you so much for coming in. This is Eric Scorsone. He is an MSU economist and an expert in municipal finance. Thanks for joining us and talking about Detroit's financial situation.
Thank you.